This is the second of 4 6-minute starters, and today's question is, who is Jesus? If you want to find out more about God, you need to look at Jesus. People sometimes say, I wish I knew what God was really like. And yet Jesus makes the point that we do know what God is really like, because Jesus himself came to show us what God is really like. If you want to put it like this, Jesus is the human face of God. So what was Jesus like? Well, he was born as a refugee, many, many miles from home. He was born under occupation of the Romans. He learned his father's trade. He worked as a carpenter. He became an inspirational rabbi, had a terrific knowledge of the scriptures, and called all sorts of people, not just the elite, to follow him. He turned priorities upside down. He welcomed everybody. He made time for those who were overlooked. He touched untouchables. He spent time with those who were on the very edge of society. He demolished with a sense of joy and relief barriers that prevented people from seeing God more clearly. He taught about the love of God, and he used such memorable stories as he did so. He demonstrated the love of God. You know, it's more than words, isn't it? If we have a faith, it's got to be more than words. And Jesus, yes, he spoke about God, but he also demonstrated the love of God. And he demonstrated the love of God most fully in that he gave his life for others. He promises to never leave us. And he continues to say to us, as he said to his followers by the Sea of Galilee, follow me. Over and over again, when we get it wrong, follow me, follow me. There's a lovely quote from John Paul II. You might remember John Paul. He was a Polish pope. And this is what he said about Jesus. They're beautiful words. It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provoked you with the thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who urges you to shed the masks of a false life. It is he who reads in your heart your most genuine choices, the choices that others try to stifle. It is Jesus who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives, the will to follow an ideal, the refusal to allow yourselves to be ground down by mediocrity, the courage to commit yourselves humbly and patiently to improving yourselves and society, making the world more human. It is Jesus. They're beautiful words, aren't they? And I've read them and reread them. There's something in those words that just strikes at the very heart of who Jesus is. I wonder who you think Jesus is. You know, Bear Grylls, who I love watching on TV, but would hate to be with him in his adventures. Bear Grylls says this, Jesus, the heart of the Christian faith, is the wildest, most radical guy you will ever come across. I suppose he could have added, there's a health warning. Following Jesus may seriously change your life. Many of you will have heard about the person of Jesus since you were just children. And I went to Sunday school as a young boy. And in that Sunday school room, we used to have pictures around the wall in the church hall of a remarkably Western-looking Jesus with long blonde hair and blue eyes, rather Scandinavian-looking, and a beard to go with it, usually surrounded by people who were listening to his words. And we also used to get little stamps and stickers for attending Sunday school to show that we'd been. Well, those days perhaps have long passed, but what hasn't passed is that people still have a desire, a deep down desire, to meet and to know Jesus. And the great thing is that we all meet him in different places and different ways. Some meet him really formally in the rather ancient words of liturgy. And they draw close to Jesus, and in the words of liturgy, they find comfort and the presence of Christ there with them. Others find Jesus to be most close to them when they're out on a country hike, maybe scrabbling up a mountainside or walking beside a river. And the psalmist in the Bible would often speak about his God walking with him, whether it is through the valley of the shadow of death or beside still waters and in green pastures. He was aware of God's presence with him. And you know, wherever it is for you, and however you feel close to Jesus, the important thing is that you do know him and get to meet him. It's not just for people like John Paul II. It's not just for people like Bear Grylls and also that third of the world who profess that faith in Jesus. This is the Jesus who says to everyone, "You follow me. I know you, I love you, I care for you, I'll never leave you. Follow me."